Nat King Cole started out as a jazz pianist, but by the late 1950s, he'd morphed into one of America's most high-profile pop singers and the first African-American to have his own network TV variety show. There's a new series of Nat Cole reissues recorded in the 50s and 60s. Kevin Whitehead reviews one from that series, a 1958 recording, which finds Cole on the company of one of the greatest of the jazz big bands.
I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
Nat King Cole with the Count Basie Orchestra, minus Basie at the piano, from Cole's newly reissued album, Welcome to the Club. Singing Al Jolson's 1920 Avalon isn't its only retro touch. The whole idea of a singer fronting a big band pretty much faded with World War II. Basie's 1950s orchestra was slicker and brassier than his classic 1930s outfit, but they could still blast the blues. As a singer, Nat Cole tended toward understatement. His imperturbable elegance in a dinner jacket looks ahead to Sean Connery's James Bond. But it can be a little odd to hear Cole underplay the sort of material Basie gave to blues shouters like Jimmy Rushing and Joe Williams.
It was early one Monday morning, and I was on my way to school. It was early one Monday morning, when I was on my way to school. That was the morning when I broke my mother's rule.
I'm not knocking understatement. It works for Nat King Cole, though he may sound a little too cool and collected on Billie Holiday's vehicle, Crazy He Calls Me. Still, Cole can belt out a tune when he wants to. One newly issued number here is a happily trashy adaptation of the Habanera from Bizet's opera Carmen.
She was to me a serenade, a melody that my heart had played. And all too soon I had to go. She understood that I loved her so. I waved goodbye, she waved goodbye. And from my window I could see her cry. I went away, and when I did, I left my heart with her in old Madrid.
The new series of Nat King Cole reissues on the Collector's Choice label runs to 9 volumes so far, each of which fits 2 LPs onto a single CD. The album we've been listening to, Welcome to the Club, is paired with another session released in 1959, Tell Me All About Yourself. No Basie band this time, but as both albums were arranged by the capable, if little-known, Dave Cavanaugh, you may miss where the Basieites clock out and a studio orchestra clocks in.
Tell me all your worries, all your fears, things you like to see and do. Pour out the story of your childhood, I'm all ears, bring me up to date on you. Get the family album filed away on the shelf. You fascinate me, talk and elate me, tell me all about yourself.
These new reissues confirm the range of material Nat Cole recorded. There are big band and orchestra dates arranged by Nelson Riddle and the underrated Billy May, tunes for the country music market, albums in Spanish, partly recorded in Cuba and Mexico, and one disc where Cole just plays jazz and cocktail piano. One album has gussied up remakes of songs from the only film Nat Cole starred in, St. Louis Blues. That fanciful biopic of composer W.C. Handy showed Cole was no actor, but he was one of the 20th century's great pop singers. If you're looking for stocking stuffers for fans of classic pop, a couple of these CDs, it hit the spot.
Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you, yes, the best thing for you would be me.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Welcome to the Club, Tell Me All About Yourself, one in a series of CDs featuring the music of Nat Cole on the EMI label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.
Any time, any day, anywhere. Say the word, you'll be heard. I'll be there.